Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Speaking of civics, Foreign Service officers know a little bit about that, as well as handling cross-cultural communications effectively to advance U.S. interests. We know this because we're talking with former U.S. Ambassador to Angola, Cynthia Eford. She has nearly 40 years of experience as a senior Foreign Service officer. She's served basically all over the world, and she's here to share some of her wisdom with each and every one of us. Welcome back, Madam Ambassador. Thank you again. And because the stories of Foreign Service officers are so fascinating, before we moved on to like the deep thoughts, I wanted to ask you, I know you have another story that you wanted to share with our listeners. Please.
Well, I think one reason I want to talk about this is because of the really draconian cuts in global health that are being announced. When I was in Angola, the Minister of Health from there had asked if he could take a phone call. And so he did. And when I came in, he had his head in his hands. Mm. And I said, "What's wrong?" He said, "There's a disease that has broken out. And I just got word that it is a hemorrhagic fever, like Ebola, but worse. It's called Marburg." And I said, "You know, the U.S. will be on your side." And he looked at me and he said, "Yes, we always count on you." And as a result, we had been working on a malaria program with them, and we were able to let that lab be used to follow up the cases of Marburg. And the reason that none of your viewers have or your listeners have heard about Marburg is because we were able to work with the Angolans to contain it. Mm. There are 168 embassies around the world, and we are early warning posts for health problems, for security problems, for military problems, for all these things that Washington, they'll get a tiny bit of a cable. Mm-hmm. But if you get rid of those embassies, there is no early warning. If you get rid of global health, there's nobody finding the next endemic disease that might come to our shores.
It's truly, truly stunning, the fact that the human relationships, the human intelligence, right, which is the backbone of all diplomacy, it relies on credible actors. It relies on people knowing that if they're speaking with Ambassador to the Republic of Angola, Ambassador Eford, that what she says and the representations that you make on behalf of the United States will hold true. I want to ask you, before we get into like what do you do if you get a directive that you think is a terrible idea, I just want to hold that for a second, because one of our listeners has a question that relates to our discussion here. Annie in Watertown asks this question: after watching the impeachment hearings of Donald Trump and watching in other hearings amazingly qualified intelligence and senior Foreign Service officials, frankly, have their words twisted, misconstrued, otherwise disrespected, and being misunderstood. How does this have an impact on recruitment? Does it have an impact on morale? Or is the Foreign Service officer, especially the experienced Foreign Service officer who may be testifying before Congress, inured to that? In other words, mission-centric, we keep moving, and it's water off a duck's back. How is this, you know, some of the overt disrespect, I'll just say it that way, how has that impacted the State Department and Foreign Service officials?
Well, we're human beings, and we're out in often difficult places, and our families are out there with us, also suffering from being far away from family and so forth, although often we have decent living situations. So, yes, it hurts to find that you're not respected, that the work you're doing isn't. But on the other hand, we signed up to serve whichever administration the American people decide to put into power. And as a result, we have our first goal is to advise that administration as to what will really work. Where are we? What can we do? But then once the decision has been taken, whether it's a decision that we agree with or not, it is our job to loyally follow the results. And the only option, if you think that what you have been asked to do is illegal or unconstitutional or just plain too dumb to bear, you can resign. But the Foreign Service is not partisan, just like the military. And we, I hope, are continuing to resist any effort to make it partisan. I'm not hearing you right now.
My apologies, Madam Ambassador. When you and I were discussing in preparation for today's interview, and you were going through these fundamental sort of tasks, the meat and potatoes of being a senior Foreign Service officer, and you were explaining it is to give your best objective apolitical advice, to write it down if that's necessary, to express disagreement respectfully and appropriate, to resign if you believe something is illegal, but that those are very rare occurrences. And even if you're given a directive that in your personal viewpoint might not be the right decision, you faithfully execute that order that has been given you. It occurs to me that there are so many expert professionals up and down the ranks of public servants that abide by a very similar code. We are human beings, we have our own beliefs, but we show up and we do our jobs to the best of our ability, and we do so faithfully every day. Folks, we're talking with former Ambassador to the Republic of Angola, Cynthia Eford. She's gonna return on the other side. We're gonna continue this discussion. Please stay with us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.